Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Awesome, 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 and welcome, 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 you awesome teens. This is Coach LaLisa, and this is the Coaching for Teens show. Today, it is Wednesday, day two of our broadcast. This is the second broadcast, and I'm so excited about what this means. Young ladies, young women, young girls, I know you want to grow up so fast, but slow it down a bit. You got to enjoy this. You know what? Let me just say this. This is the absolute best time in your life. That's right. You can go on and celebrate that right now. This is the best absolute time period in your life because, let me tell you why, because right now, you only have right now. This is right now, believe it or not, is the best time in everyone's life because you got to make it happen now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, but right now. You got to take full advantage. So I want to welcome all of my teens this morning, this afternoon, rather. I hope you had a great day at school today. I know in some parts of the country it was very, very hot. There's a heat wave in the New Jersey and the New York area and probably the Pennsylvania area. We want to say good afternoon to you. I want to encourage you and empower you to get your homework done, to do it with enthusiasm. You know, I tell you, nobody, you know, for the most part, who wants to do homework, right? But guess what? You got to do it anyway. So, as my mother used to tell me, whistle, whistle, whistle while you work. So you want to do your homework. You know why? Because you are now tapping into a realm of being a teenager that some people wish they had known about, including moi. I wished that when I was in the 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, I had someone that would have invited me to a Coaching for Teens show and would have told me about these things that you can do, these awesome, awesome, awesome things that will allow you to have the best possible life right now, not later. I'm not talking about later, y'all. You know, in other words, later for the future. I'm talking about right now. How many of you, really, how many of you want a smashing life right now? I mean, just smashing, simply adorable, regardless of how you were raised up, regardless of who your parents are or are not. When I think about it, if I had only known what I was giving up when I was in the 8th grade, when I was sitting in Mrs. Lawson's class back at Ock Junior High School, somewhere around 1960, oh, let's see, probably around 1968, when I was sitting in the 7th grade, if I had only known what I had right in the palm. As a matter of fact, take your hands and just look right now. Don't you just look at your hand for a moment. I know you got to hold your cell phone or your PDA or whatever other handheld device you might be using right now. Because, you know, you young people know about these devices. I love it, too. I call on the young people when I get a new device. Just show me how. I don't need to read the instructions. You guys are the instructions. So I give you all kudos for that. But you all are just awesome. And just look at your hands right now. What you have in your hands right now. I'm not even talking about the future. I'm not even worried about that right now. I'm worried about you having a great time right now. So more than likely, if you're tuned into this show, this show is dedicated to teen girls ages 13 to 19. We just want to deal with the teens. If you're 12 and you're listening in with an older sister, congratulations that she lets you hang out with her. Because I know when I was in the 8th grade, I used to let my 6th grade sister hang out with me. And now we're in our 50s and she still gives me credit and applauds me for having been that kind of a big sister who allowed her to hang with me. And we did everything together. So we have great fun times talking about what we did back in the day. And let me tell you, let me let you young people know, listen, I was off the chain as a teenager. Let me tell you, in the 8th grade, oh, my God, I could hear my sister. She was in 6th grade. I was 8th grade. Oh, I can hear us now going, dudes, 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 when we would see some dudes or a cute dude. Oh, we were dude crazy. I don't know about you girls today. I don't think dude guys are like we were. We were dude crazy. But let me tell you, I wished I had been school crazy, okay, because school is important. But you know what the big problem was? I didn't know how to basically deal with problems. That was my biggest, you know, it's kind of funny, right? My biggest problem, it wasn't money, it wasn't race, it wasn't my hair, it wasn't the color of my skin, it wasn't how big my legs were or how small or big my chest was or breasts weren't. It wasn't how cute my waistline was or how, you know, big of a butt I had. It was all about problem solving. I didn't know how to solve problems. I really, no, honestly, I'm just keeping it real. And like, I know this is probably not your problem. You guys probably know how to solve problems really well. Well, I celebrate you for that. But I'm just talking about Lilisa when I was your age. Eighth grade. Now, I'm going to tell you, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. Because prior to that, I mean, just really real, I didn't have a whole lot of problems. The only real problem I had prior to the 8th grade was that, yes, I had been molested and was being molested. It wasn't a one-time thing. It wasn't a one-summer thing. It was an ongoing thing because it was a close family member and who lived with us from time to time. So it was ongoing, you know. And that was my biggest problem, but, you know, I didn't know how to deal with that one either. So I pretty much, the way I dealt with it, I had a way of dealing with it. It just wasn't probably the best way. I mean, we all deal with problems, let's face it. If you're a human being, you do deal with problems. We all deal with problems. Every man, woman, boy, and girl. I don't care if you're 1 year, if you're 1 year old, or if you're 100 years old. It doesn't matter. We all deal with I don't care if you're white, black, Hispanic, Latino, American, Asian, Indian, African, German, Italian, Spanish, Indian, whatever you are, you got problems, and you deal with them. The problem of the problem of the problem is how you're dealing with it. That's the problem of the problem. See, some people thought, this is, and I know I thought the same thing. When I was in the 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th, 11th, or 12th, well, I didn't make it to the 12th because I dropped out of high school. So if you remember a little bit about my story from yesterday, this is what I did. I didn't know anything about a problem, okay? I didn't know how to handle problems. No one had sat me down and told me, okay, Lalisa, this is how you handle problems. Somebody told me, this is how you make a bed. This is how you fry chicken. This is how you scramble eggs. And this is how you walk to school. But nobody sat down and showed me how to problem solve. And then I didn't know that that was something. So I don't know if any of you all listening have that problem. And guess what? Here's what I learned in life. It's not just like something that's going to come through osmosis, okay? And if you don't know what osmosis is, and you're beyond the 7th grade, you may want to go back and read your science homework. The homework that you forgot to do last night, I understand. I know your favorite TV show was on. You were texting your friend. I know, because your friend got problems, right? And they don't know how to solve them, right? And so they're texting you, right? And so now you're up helping your friend solve a problem, and now you didn't get your homework done. And guess what? Now you got a problem. I tell you, it's like a vicious, vicious cycle. It goes around and around and around. And then what happens when you don't do your homework? Now you got a bigger problem, because now you got a problem with your parents. Now you got a problem with the teachers. Now you got a problem. You see what I'm saying? And guess what? That friend that you really couldn't help, you may have a problem with them, because now they might be upset with you because you couldn't help them with their problem. So we want to teach you how to solve problems. And the best way I could say it is like this. You know, I'm not here to pretend that I'm all deep. You know, today I was at the Hawkins Street Elementary School, and I have to give kudos and give it up to the 8th graders there. And it was their ring ceremony, and they got their rings, and they marched in with such precision as they sat and took their seats. Oh, about 50 or 60 or so of them, and they sat down, and they sat properly and quietly, girl and boy and what have you. And then they were called up on stage to receive their rings and what have you. And, you know, that felt really good. But what, so, you know, and the principal and the person who was, I guess, like a counselor teacher, they were calling me up to the podium to say a few motivational words to the 8th graders, and the parents were sitting there. The auditorium was packed. I don't think there was an empty seat. They had all different grade levels there. Parents and family members were there to watch their children receive the rings. And what I have to say is that they referred to me as Dr. Williams. Now, I never told these people I was a doctor. I never told them I had my doctorate. But there are a lot of people who I've never told them I have a doctorate. I always tell people I'm in school working on my PhD. I always make that clear. But people love to refer to me as Dr. Lalisa. And so, sometimes I got tired of correcting people, so I just let them have at it. I said, maybe if they say it enough, maybe I'll, you know, go on and finish and, you know, get it done. But they were saying, you know, this is Dr. Williams, and they were trying to encourage the kids, you know, that one day you could be standing here like Dr. Williams. And I got up there, and I let them know I dropped out of high school. And when I was in the 8th grade like you, I don't ever remember sitting as quietly and as attentively as they were sitting when I was in the 8th grade. I can only pray that they were listening, you see, because when I was in the 8th grade, for me, life was all fun and games. That's it, y'all. There was nothing serious about my life when I was in the 8th grade. I didn't take homework serious. I didn't take the rules my parents had put down for me to live by. I didn't take that serious. My parents took me to church. I didn't take that serious. Everything was fun and games for me. 8th grade, fun and games. 9th grade, more fun and games. 10th grade, more fun and games, okay? And each time it got worse. The stakes got higher with every year. So here they are. They're ready to get their rings, and they're calling up Dr. Williams. And so, of course, people hear doctor by your name. They think that you're so smart and you're just intellectual. And that may be true, and you're intelligent and what have you. But let me just say, I don't think I'm all that intelligent. As a matter of fact, I know I'm not. I often say I'm not even smart enough to do half the stuff that I do. Okay, because that's how I know it's not me. I'm not even smart enough to do this. But one thing I do know is that you don't have to be so smart to get great grades, to get a scholarship. Now, when I was offered a full scholarship at 30-something, when I was in my 30s after going back to school, when I was offered a full scholarship to Fairleigh Dickinson University, a high school dropout who flunked out, who went to jail, who got high, who was on the street prostituting, who had been molested for years. And I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about you, her, or her. I'm talking about me. When now that happened, I didn't think I was smart enough. But I learned it's not about being smart. It's about a lot of other things. But being smart isn't but you are smart. Okay, so we're talking about academic smarts, but we're talking about fueling that academic spark with some other things that I'll talk about, you know, on some subsequent shows, because we're just here for an hour. I just want to give you today this topic, this message of being able to solve a problem. That's your job, believe it or not. I'm sorry if nobody told you that. I'm so sorry. I apologize for them. I apologize for your mama, your grandmama, your aunts, your uncles, your teachers, whomever. And for those who did tell you, I celebrate you and I celebrate them. But for those of you who didn't know, your job here on earth is to solve problems. And everywhere you go, you will have to. So I don't know how this is left out of the, you know, school curriculum. There should just, well, and I know there is. Like even at Essex County College, I remember when I went back to school at age 33, they made me take a class called Problem Solving and Reasoning. And I'm like, oh, this is whack. This is stupid. Why do I need a class on how to solve problems, right? Now, imagine me, the girl who ended up in jail, who ended up, you know, raped several times because I put myself in a bad situation. I'm not talking about you're walking home from school and someone snatches you behind a building. I'm not talking about you went to store to purchase food for you and your little sisters and someone grabbed you. No, no, no. I'm talking about I was being disobedient. My parents told me to come home, but I went to so-and-so's house. Or my parents told me not to do that, and I went over there anyway. So I put myself in harm's way, and several times I could have been murdered. And just imagine today, if I was a teen, boy, I should write that book. If I was a teen today, and I'm just keeping it real, real, if LaLisa J. Williams was a teen today, you would have already been at my funeral. Because the things that I did back in the 70s, if I did those things today, I would be dead. And I know that. And that's the truth. And I'm not saying that to pull on any emotional string of yours. I'm just keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. Now, I believe the reason I survived, what I did survive, is that I can be here to stop some of you. Because some of you have the same behavior today that I had then that could have gotten me killed. And some of you, if you don't stop, it's going to get you killed. I'm going to just put it out there. Because you know what? I don't have time to play around and, you know, try to sweeten it up and dress it up because it's too many funerals. Too many. Too many. I can't even keep up anymore. There was a time when you could name the amount of young people that were dying. Today you can't keep up. So I'm coming hard and I'm coming fast. But you know what? This is not what this show is about. We're about success. I want your, look in the mirror. I want you to grab a mirror from anywhere. I don't care where you get one from. If it's your phone, turn your phone backside and look in the face of your phone. If you're walking down the street, turn to a glass, you know, a glass door, glass window. In it, just look at yourself. And I want you to look at the queen that you are. The awesome, beautiful, look at you. Just look how beautiful. Look, I don't have to see you. You might say, you don't know if I'm beautiful. Yes, I do. Because I know that God didn't make anything that ain't beautiful. First of all, that's number one. So you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Yes, I said it. You are beautiful. You are lovely. You are awesome, wonderful, and adorable. And guess what? I want you to do when you get a chance. I want you to email me, text me. You can email me, or you can, you know, you can find right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can email me right through Blog Talk Radio, and you can request that I come to your school. I'll be glad to come to your school. I'll be glad to come to your school and do a presentation live. As a matter of fact, we're going to do some live presentations. And I'll tell you to your face. You know how some girls be like, you better come to school because I'm going to tell you to your face that you a B-I-T-C-H and a W-H-O-R-E. You know how they do that. Well, I'm going to come and I'm going to tell you to your face how beautiful you are, how smart you are, how pretty you are, how awesome you are, and how your life right now can be the best life you ever thought you could have. And all you have to do is solve the problem that's right in front of you. So tonight, your problem may be homework. So I want you to solve your homework problem. So what you're going to do is, here's how you're going to solve your homework problem. Very, very simple. It's simple. I'm going to help you. This is going to really help somebody. I want you to go do your homework, regardless of what the homework is. And I don't care how far you get. I don't care if you can barely read. I don't care if you're still doing third grade math, but you're in the eighth grade. I don't care if you don't know anything about world history, Western civilization, American history. That's unimportant to me right now. All I want you to do is try. So the problem you're going to solve tonight, you're going to solve the homework problem, because I know you got homework. I know it's almost the end of the school year, and teachers maybe have, you know, not given you as much homework. But typically at the end of the year, if you're not a senior, you're still studying and you're preparing for even a test. Let's say you have the HESPA test to take or the GEPA. You've got to be taking either the GEPA or the HESPA. And I don't know what they call it in other, you know, states around the country, but or around the world, but in New Jersey, you take the GEPA if you're going from, when you go from, I believe it's eighth grade, you got to take the GEPA to go into the ninth grade, and then when you get to the 12th grade, you take the HESPA. So I want you to, even if you have no homework, then you need to prepare for that. If you are ninth grade, 10th grade, then I need you preparing for the PSATs. And you may say, well, I'm not going to college. Well, prepare for the test and pretend, you know, just humor me. Pretend you're going. You know, okay, you're not going to college? Fine. But right now, you're going to college. Just pretend, okay? This is a pretend. You know how young girls pretend that a boy likes them? Or they pretend that they're pregnant by a boy? Well, so girls know how to pretend really well. So I want you to pretend, oh, yeah, because they did that same stuff when I was in high school. Oh, my God, they had more babies and ain't never had a baby than I've. But, you know, I never did that, y'all, and I never pretended to be pregnant, but I know a lot of girls do that. So I knew girls that every other month they were pregnant by another boy and never had a baby, never had a baby. But anyway, so here you go. What you're going to do is I want you to pretend you're going to college. Just humor me. Act like you're going. So I want you to do your homework. That's your first problem. Now, if you can't solve this little tiny, tiny problem, then I know to step up my training on problem solving. So I want you to solve the problem of homework. So let's just say you absolutely have no homework or you've done your homework. Now, here's the second. I want you to write these down. Three problems I want you to solve tonight. Three problems I want you to solve tonight. And I want to check tomorrow. I'm going to ask you to just solve those problems. The first problem is the homework problem. It could be a test that you're studying for. It could be a book assignment that you need to read. It could be a math problem that you need to solve. Well, right there, there's problem solving 101. You get good at solving your math problems, you might get good at solving your life problems. But anyway, so problem solving 101. You're going to solve that problem. And then the second problem I want you to solve is doing your chores. Okay? So I want you to do your chores around the house. Okay? And, you know, do the chores that you know you got to do, and that's the second problem that you're going to work on. Okay, that's the second problem you're going to solve tonight. I'm going to make you a problem solver. Don't worry, we're doing practical stuff. I can sit here and tell you 1,000 different reasons of how to solve a problem, but ain't nothing like doing it. So you're going to solve the homework problem tonight. You're going to solve the chore problem. Do some chore around the house. I don't care if it's just sweep a room, but do that, okay? And then the third problem that I want you to solve for me tonight is I want you to solve the problem of how we connect with other people. Okay, I want you to solve that problem. There's a big problem with young people and who they're connected to. Many, many, many young people are connected to the wrong people. And I don't have to tell you who you are, and I don't have to tell you, I don't even have to know you. But I do know that it happens a lot with young people. So what I want you to do is I want you to solve that problem. I want you to make a list of all your friends, or make a list, do me a favor, make a list of your five closest friends. Okay, make a list of your five closest friends. And from that list, I want you to write a paragraph, okay? From that list of your five closest friends, I want you to write five positive things. You know, we're always giving people high five here, high five there, high five this and high five that. So that's why I want to stick with the number five. So I want you to make a list of your five closest friends, and then I want you to list five things about each one of them that you really, really like, and the reasons why you want to stay connected to them, and then five reasons why you know that that's a problem that you got to solve, and that problem is, and that solution is to let them go. It's just to, you know, you're going to ease out of it, though. You're not going to drop them like a hot potato. You're going to ease out of it. Less texting, less phone calls. So, you know, you don't want to abruptly do it. You don't want them to notice, and they, some people get upset because they want to control you, so they don't want you just walking away. So I want you to ease out of it, but I'll teach you more about that in some later sessions. So I think that we are probably at the end of our half hour. And so I will check. I was away in the studio where I couldn't see the exact time. And so let me see. Yes, we have just a few minutes left to the show. So I want to thank each and every one of you who've tuned in, and for those of you who will go back to the archive and listen to the show. Now, I'm developing a website. It's already developed. The Good Girl Network is already out there. It's online. And I'm going to set up an email account so you all can go there and email. But you can go to that website, Teen Girls. I developed that a year ago, and then it's taken me this long to actually put together this radio show. So if you tune in tomorrow, I will have that information up and ready for you so that you could post your comments, and so that you can and also, actually, I would like for many of you to go to my Life Compass website and sign up for a free page with the teen. There's a, if you go in there and you click teen, and T-E-E-N, and then sign up for a free account, I'm going to give you the website. It's mylifecompass.com/LilLisaWilliams. So that's my life, mylifecompass.com/LilLisaWilliams. And that's LILISA Williams, WILLIAMS. So go to mylifecompass.com/LilLisaWilliams. And on my homepage, it's my coaching site. So it's coaching for teen girls. We have a page just especially for teen girls where we're going to empower you and encourage you and raise you to your highest level of potential. Isn't that great? Awesome. Well, I love you. God bless you. We'll get back here tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 p.m. Tell your friends, call your teen girls, and let them know that their time is here, their time is now. It is time to be empowered. It is time to be a success. And that's all we have time for. Don't forget, you got three problems to solve tonight: homework, chores, and that friends list. I need that list. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And have a great evening. This has been Coach Lisa, Coaching for Teen Network.